The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
So in that case,
So I woke up at noon.
As I just say, it's going to be very difficult to make your 2 p.m.
No, I'm going to go there first. I'm going to make the 2 p.m., get a little quick rundown, and then run to the hospital for dinner. I did promise him I would pay for tea.
Professor Graham...
I'm not forcing my way out. I'll wait.
Okay. Professor Graham...
Good job.
Do what?
It's the first smart thing you've done in quite a while.
Well, I was advised by the doctors to not necessarily
that
leave.
That doesn't mean you always listen to the doctors. You never listen to me. Gosh.
Oh, he's missing a leg.
You're not a doctor. You're just a nurse.
Show up at the pub?
You show up at the pub, and you see... Well, never mind. You show up at the pub.
You don't know this person.
Yep. I'll just go to the bar and order like a small scotch.
They give you a draft.
Just a quick...
Can I get a small one of those?
Just a quick tug.
We've only got one size glass. But I'll pour you a little less than normal.
He just opens up the tap and just goes... Here you go. Yes, you get a drink. Mrs. Robertson steps in. Before you're able to say anything, Professor Graham, you see a short, large, red-headed man pop up and give her a big hug.
Hi, love. Nice to see you're all right.
Well, I was until that happened. Professor Graham!
Oh, you know this bloke.
Indeed, he was with me.
Mickey Mahoney, proud editor of The Scoop. Damn fine to meet you.
It's like shakes his whole body.
Get me pictures of Spider-Man.
I thought about him being J. Jonah Jameson, but I like him being a doofy Irishman a little bit more.
Yeah, but you describe him as a red-headed Danny DeVito, which is great.
Yeah.
I was hoping Jonah Kensington was more of the J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah,
unless,
a little bit.
Unless...
His picture's really severe in the book. Like, he looks terrifying.
He's a rotund man.
No, with... not really, but he's got, like, the whole...
No, this is the turkey. Oh gosh,
you're god awful with names.
I am. Star Wars, thin Peter Cushing.
Yeah, Peter Cushing. That I use Peter Cushing to describe Edward Gavigan.
Oh, Gavigan is that way.
Gavigan's image reminds me a lot of a very old Peter Cushing, whereas Jonah Kensington reminds me more of
Jonah Hill.
No. What is that guy's name? The old actor who he always talked like this.
Oh yes.
Except that guy's
the other Peter.
Edward, what is it? Edward, not Edward Robinson. What was that guy's name? Anyway, he always see him in the cartoons. He would talk like this. Please, Rick, don't make me go out there.
Yes.
I'm running from the Nazis.
It's Peter.
Peter Lorre.
Yes.
You're right. Peter it Lorre. Is Peter. Anyway, he's got a much more stretched face, but he's got the protruding eyeballs. Jonah Kensington's picture in here is awful.
Wonderful to meet you, mate. What's going on here?
She says she has a big story. Big story to tell me. What have you got, sir?
And you see him open a notebook and begin scrawling things that, if you happen to glance at them, are completely inaccurate.
Well, it's her story, isn't it?
Yes, but I need the background work. Your name was,
Graham, Professor.
Esteemed
Reginald.
Professor Reginald Graham of...
London?
Egyptian antiquities. You know, he's just
there
writing...
There goes whatever reputation you've ever had.
Yes, Mrs. Ripley Robinson, I'm excited to
see
you.
You're the worst at this game.
Professor Graham, what is your input to this dialogue?
Well, you see, last night we went to this fashionable club down in, somewhere down by the Thames, you know? And we had a wonderful time. Mr. Young found this delightful, very exotic woman. Couldn't tear him away from her. Anyway, so we leave the club. And this woman gestures over to us, and then there's some thugs on the other side, and we take off to go after her. And, oh, by the way, Eustace goes in the other direction. Now he's in the hospital. I forgot to tell you this bit. He called me. He's in the hospital. We're going to go visit him after this. And I might have some more things for you, but that's all I've got right now.
He's just scratching things furiously. You could see very descriptive and fun words.
Did you understand a word of that, mate?
I got enough.
Fair.
Right then, let's go.
You go to the new Pembroketon Hospital.
Beer's hotel. On me. And I leave like a fiver on the table.
I put another fiver on there. Scratch my name, will you?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Didn't we just talk about that? It's like $300.
Yeah. In today's money, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that you would have a fiver to give.
Somebody gave me money last night.
No,
I didn't spend it.
A tenner was three. No, I guess it was.
Yeah,
because
$5 got us into the
Lucas got that
thing. Yeah, you gave me money that I didn't spend.
Yeah, I put it in your pocket. Like, yep. Yeah.
You get to the hospital room 1313 at the new Pembroketon Hotel Hospital.
Ominous number, yeah.
Whatever do you mean?
Right.
You see him a bit.
It adds up to 8.
You see Eustace Weatherton. Quick maths.
1313 is actually a good number. Not a bad number.
Exactly.
You see him, he's clearly got gauze and stuff over his face. He is, again, laying down in bed.
Oh my heavens! Whatever did they do to you?
You can take a look at his chart, Jasmine, if you want.
Absolutely.
Seems like a thing that Ripley Robertson would
do. You do have some medical experience.
Roll medicine?
No! That is a 90 out of 80.
Is doctor's handwriting considered hieroglyphics?
You can get...
That's good. That's really good.
You can get the sense of it. Blunt force trauma, cracked ribs, concussion.
I could probably tell you just as well from, like, my life of pain to know, like, well, this is... They didn't really explicitly tell me everything, but I'm pretty sure this, this, and this.
Did you get in a fight, or did you get hit by a truck, mate?
It's a lorry.
Well, there were 5 of them at least, so maybe truck. Yeah, I got my ass kicked because I'm slow.
But I mean, you did sort of run the wrong way.
I was trying to scare them off and keep them moving while you went for the girl.
Did that. Now, tell us, did you learn anything just before or just after they beat the ever living daylights out of you?
The man's in the hospital. Come on now.
Well...
I've given him a couple of hours, at least. Nurse? Tea?
Between the black and the black, there was a bit of haze, and I did pick up some information. Didn't see anything or anyone, but I definitely heard some people talking.
About what?
Glad you had your senses about you. The fact that you blacked out, though, with a concussion, that's very, very terrible. Nurse? Nurse?
Well, there's a level of stillness that I kind of enjoy in this experience. But...
So I'm not supposed to poke your bandage then,
I mean, you can do as you wish.
I poke right in the center of your bandage.
I mean...
That goes in HP, huh?
If you do that again, you'll be in worse shape than me. I marked off HP, by the way.
Sticking a finger
right in
the
wound. At
least you
got both your legs, yeah?
You don't get to make that reference.
Goodness.
But yeah, no, I definitely heard 2 people talking. While I was in and out of consciousness, I couldn't tell you the course of time.
Men, women, one of each, neither.
Why don't you just let me finish what I'm saying and then I'll tell you.
She's got a problem,
know.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it just me?
No, fair. Not at all. You're the 4th at this point to know that there's something wrong with this woman. Besides the fact that her first husband crashed a plane to get away from her.
Well.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Before I go any further, I would look to him and just say, Bloody Laskers. What does that mean?
It's a bit like Peaky Blinders, isn't it? Sounds like a gang name. Any kind of role for the local yokel? Knowledge local?
Yeah.
Laskers. Laskers.
Exactly what I just said.
Lucas, what are your languages again?
French, English, French, and hieroglyphics are my only three I got written down. So.
Jasmine, do you have different languages?
A bit of Latin.
Okay. You don't have any languages?
If it's a language that is derivative that I could get something out of?
Jasmine, roll history as a term.
That's a thing. I do not make it.
Okay.
I've got history.
I mean, I will let you roll history if you like.
I think I have history, don't I?
I'll let you roll history, or I'll let you roll...
It's just under first aid.
Like an idea roll by half, whichever one's better.
Idea by half would have been so much better.
I don't know that you would have ever come in contact with this term or word.
No, neither.
We'll go ask the concierge.
You do get the sense, though, that you don't think it's a phrase.
I think it's a name.
No, you think...
Do I know what language it's in? Is the question.
No, that's why I was asking for languages, to see if you could determine roots or anything like that. You don't recognize Lasker. Lasker could be anything. But you do get the sense from the way he describes it, Lasker is not a person. It's not a proper noun or name. It might be used as a...
Derogatory.
It might be a derogatory term. It might be a very general term. It might be slang for something. But you definitely get the sense that it's more in the slang and it's something common, but not something apparently that you've ever been in contact with.
It's not something I understand, but one of the other professors I work with may have an idea.
Before we move on in this conversation, yes. This is a question just for you.
Sure.
From our step out and what I know about A, do I actually recognize who that person was?
Idea roll.
Because obviously they're from this side of the pond. Feels like.
Well, did Cody use his... this accent or is that accent?
Ought one.
I think you got it.
And that's a legit ought one.
Yeah, it is.
You suddenly just... it hits you.
It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know without a doubt that A was Edward Gavigan.
Okay. I had a feeling that that's who that was, but I wanted to make sure. Okay. All right, so now that leads the way this discussion goes a little bit differently. So at one point, I regained consciousness. It was very blurry.
You mentioned.
Obviously, I've been concussed. Been here before. There were two people talking. I was in a building. I wasn't in the street, but my vision wasn't good enough to know if I was in a hospital. My assumption is I was in some side building somewhere. Person A, the first person I heard talk, was Edward Gavigan. Let me look at
really?
This specifically. Yep.
Fascinating.
He had a second man who called him master. It was very subservient. Gavigan used the term bloody Laskers as if he was either talking in one of two ways, either describing the thugs that beat the shit out of me and left me, or talking about us. It almost seemed derogatory. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Would I be able to roll a cult on Bloody Laskers?
You can give it a shot.
I don't have a lot in the cult, but it's worth a shot. Because
it's probably something that
when
would
he explains
be made
it,
by
when he explains it that way,
yeah,
it sounds more like we are following you.
Sure. No, I see what you're doing. I'll let you have it.
Yes.
Did you make a success? Or
it
success
is a 10. It is by half, so that is a hard success.
Laskers is not an occult term.
Okay.
Laskers. I won't quite give it to you, but it occurs to you, you're like, oh, okay, and then you think about the spelling of it. Lasker is a derogatory term for a sailor. typically of Indian origin.
Gotcha.
So it
the thugs seemed Middle Eastern, right?
No.
At that point my my anthropological mind would kick in and start thinking about the Indian culture.
What's your anthropology?
32.
Give me a roll. We'll get you leveled up anyway.
30 something.
It's a 39.
What's your luck?
Yeah. My luck's a 37. So
don't spend it.
I will fail that one, but I do get to tick the other one, Nicole.
I'll give you a bonus die. See if you can roll under the 30.
Okay.
Well, I don't get to tick that.
No, oh, I ticked the Colt from earlier in the game.
Yeah, you're good, yeah.
So I need better than a, what are they, 30. 39?
Zero, you need a 20 or 10. No. Okay. You know it has something to do with a derogatory term for sailors, and it's got something to do with India.
Okay.
But beyond that, you're going to need some more help.
Would I work with anyone who works in...
you get the sense that it's a common term, you just don't know it.
Right.
It's like if someone who is American watched a TV show and saw them give the British, you know, two fingers or something. It's just a cultural thing that you don't know. Like, you get the feeling if you could talk to somebody who knows sailing or knows Hindi or, like, I mean, make a credit rating roll. Like
credit rating's real.
And
low.
If you fail,
I mean, what's your credit rating?
20. No.
I mean, if you fail it, you just call around. Like, you'll find somebody.
Yeah.
Shoot, ask a nurse, because if the nurse knows anything about the docs, the nurse is going to know. Like, it's just a turn of phrase you don't personally know.
Right.
What the context would be.
All right. Can at least give you that much.
But yeah, they said that the thugs went back to the warehouse for what that's worth. I'm sure there's plenty there. But A said that he was talking about going back up north to the workshop to monitor progress.
A being Gavigan, yeah.
Was that right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just, now that you gave me a name, I'm having trouble knowing who said what.
Yep. Gavigan mentioned returning north to the workshop to monitor progress.
To monitor progress on what? I don't know what.
He said in the next day or so, maybe two at the most.
When he would be returning?
Yes.
Is that all?
Do what?
Is that all?
No, I'm not done yet. And then the man I didn't know asked if they should return me to the house, since it seems to be a special time or special circumstance.
Special time?
Idea rolls?
For everyone or just them two?
Everybody.
Fail.
That is an idea roll?
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Okay.
I failed that one.
Professor Graham thinks to ask you if that is house or house. Like, are we talking house like my home or house like the White House? Is that house with... Because
political or non?
Not necessarily political, but a lot of times in English or in England, it would be the manor house. So are we talking about taking someone's home or like an estate?
Okay, gotcha.
And what was your idea roll?
I did not pass.
You're not 100% sure. Professor Graham, since you are British, you tend to think that this might be an estate as opposed to...
Personally, I would assume from when I listen to it, now that you say that, I would think estate, not a home.
But like I said, that's where the British comes in.
Right.
Because a subservient individual was asking if he should be taken to the house. That screams summer home. That screams estate. That screams...
It felt, now looking back, almost like a butler or a manservant talking to master of the house type situation. Or master of the cult. One of the two.
Do I know who... This guy, do I know who Gavigan is?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, this should be, make me sand roll.
You know who Gavigan is, right? Off the top of your head?
Lucas personally forgot.
He's running the Pinhey Foundation. He's the guy we talked to.
God, I don't know why.
Yeah, whatever.
Foundation?
No.
One of those.
Foundation.
Sand roll, you said? Institute. Where's my sand?
Yeah.
What is my sand right now? Oh. I failed.
We'll say one. It's just very strange to hear, like, you've met Gavigan. Yeah. Like, the thought that he kidnapped this man, that he beat him, like, obviously these are people you just met 24 hours ago, but it's not like he's lying. It's not like he has any reason to lie. Right. It's very disturbing to you because you know Edward Gavigan would be the kind of individual that comes from money that would have a manor house that may have...
Would I know where said manor house exists?
Give me a history roll, maybe? Because I was going to ask for credit rating, but you'll bitch about that.
Nope.
No, you would have no idea. You're definitely not that upper crust.
Well, that's quite disturbing.
It's not it.
What?
He said no, but only because we're foreigners and that we would draw too much attention.
Right. He obviously doesn't know that I'm here.
Right.
You are. By the way, your other friend never came home last night. Just FYI there. Probably some scary stuff.
Idea roll, sure.
And this is when the pit really starts to develop in Sybil's stomach.
Odd 7.
Special case. He used the phrase special case.
For taking me to the house.
Correct.
Not special time.
Should we make a special case?
So what you're saying, though, so far?
So I don't meet criteria for going to the manor.
What you're saying, though, so far, is that the Pinhue Foundation, yeah, may or may not be behind your beating.
I don't know about the foundation itself, but Mr. Gavigan, for sure.
Right, but he kind of is up near the top.
Yeah. He could be using it as a front.
Sure. Your friend goes missing with a quite beautiful woman that we learn is quite dangerous. Okay?
We did learn that.
It's all linked together. Making sense? No? Yeah?
Certainly. Yes.
And y'all are investigating something in Egypt that the Pinhue Foundation is quite always involved in. Does that make sense? Is it all linking up? No? Pinhue Foundation probably behind...
I got hit in the head, actually.
Pinhue Foundation possibly behind the death of your mate, Jackson Elias? Maybe?
I don't find long that shot. Terribly likely.
Long shot.
However,
you've been in the UK a little bit long because your voice just changed.
Weatherton would be very matter-of-fact, like, no. No. We killed half the men that actually killed Elias.
Half.
Well, I don't think the others were part of the Pinhue Foundation. And if they were, they're part of an entirely different cult, in my opinion.
A lot of cults.
The nurse comes in with the tea. Hey, go.
You have any coffee? Chicory, maybe?
She looks at you with a, I'll see what I can do.
As best you can. If not, bring me a pint, because I'm not drinking this shit.
It'd be easier just to take the tea and dip it in the fucking dirt.
I can't really get out of bed to put it in the dirt. You want to do it for me?
So is Mickey Mahoney sitting in the corner scrawling all this down, because I'm pretty sure he is?
Did he come with us to the hospital?
We didn't invite him with us.
We definitely didn't. I gave him money and walked out.
Yeah.
I definitely made sure he would not be in the room. Yep.
I mean...
He was not invited. No. He was invited to the pub.
Unless he's hiding around the outside of the door now.
Spy hidden roll.
Weatherton. Weatherton would have very poignantly, if he saw Mickey, asked him to leave the room.
No. Fail.
Got it.
You do see Mickey Mahoney over at the desk looking around.
Oi. You. Hey.
It's like, Jesus Christ. The f*** happened to you?
How long's he been there? Anyone?
I don't know. Grab his notes. See what he wrote down.
I this is private property. I don't know how you Yanks deal with the presses, but here it's a free society.
Private conversation, yeah.
Just give him the, come here, I got something special for you.
Persuade or fast talk?
Intimidate, which isn't a skill.
Is it not?
No. Give me a second to look
yes,
through.
Yes, it is. Intimidate is a skill. It's a 15 base.
Yeah.
It's better than persuade or fast talk.
Which are 10 and 5.
Come on.
Nope.
Definitely not.
So I'm late to the party, but I lost my Irish accent there for a minute. Give me a... I need a keyword. F***ing hell! Oi, Miss Ripley, you just up and leave a man. It's not very ladylike of you.
You see Eustace, like, reach for an ankle holster that's not there. Like a... Damn it.
I do believe I left you at the bar with the information I was willing...
But you said there's a story. And Mickey smells a story.
Mickey also smells.
NPCs are a...
We're in a hospital. If you clock him, he at least won't die. Maybe he might forget. And we can take what he's got.
I clock him.
All right.
Just to get his
brawl.
Notes.
Yep. Let me find out what Mickey Mahoney's dodge is.
He doesn't see it.
No! No, it's not going to matter. I got a 95.
Oh, a 95.
That's a crit fail.
What's your skill, perchance?
30.
It's a crit fail.
How
close are you to the wall?
Lucas, make a luck roll.
38.
Nope.
Jasmine, roll damage.
It's a good thing I'm out of
What's your bonus? Because of your size.
D4 plus 1. That's a 5.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just clocked the professor.
How many hit points you got?
F***ing hell. 14.
Okay.
Thank God.
Woo.
If you'd have gave me a major wound.
If it was 7, I'd be knocked out.
So you apparently...
You'd have put me a negative 1. You'd have killed me outright.
Nurse!
You should just walk out.
You see...
I am a
medical
nurse.
Attention.
Apparently Graham was a hooligan in his days because you see him just kind of spit out a tooth.
European-ness.
Americans have a terrible bedside manner.
I just walk into I grab a nurse and just like walk into a room and sit down.
Can you medical at least check attention? Me to try and get rid of my major wound and get the fuck out of my room?
You get 3 hit points back.
Cool.
You'll naturally heal 1 over the next 2 days.
Yeah.
But they're able to put a couple stitches in your busted lip.
Is she able to make a roll
Blimey.
On my major wound?
No. The doctors did
the
that
doctors
already.
The doctors already did. Okay.
You need to wait until Sunday. You better hope you don't get knocked unconscious because you will be dying.
Yeah, I know.
So you need to be careful for the next few days. I gave you the doctor's roll, and you rolled like shit.
I made the roll?
You did earlier. You said you didn't pass.
Oh, the second one. That was why I was... The conversation was in the hospital? That was my second roll I only failed 1 roll.
You rolled a roll with advantage and didn't pass, is what you messaged me a little while ago.
It's my... Oh, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes, you still have major wound box tick, that's why.
Yeah.
So no, you can't do anything. You have to wait till Sunday. And if she does help treat you on Sunday, if she keeps an eye on you for the next few days, you'll get advantage on that con roll.
Okay.
If you do inquire, they will discharge you, but under duress, because they really think with your head injury, you should probably stay here for a few days. But if you'd like to check out, they can't hold you. You've not got life-threatening injuries. You could get up and walk around.
Right. I don't plan to sit in the hospital. I don't plan to sit stationary. I mean, I might sit at the Waldorf.
I mean, they would discharge you to the Waldorf. They would just tell you to stay off your feet. And then if you feel, you know, if you have any headaches or anything else, you need to report right back to the hospital.
Am I allowed to imbibe?
It's not advised. It is...
All right, I'll keep it to bourbon.
It's not real booze anyway. It's a life drink.
I'm looking to heal.
There you go. So yes, you're all back together. Well, 3 of the 4 of you.
Right.
Packs a mean right hook.
Big old Swede.
So the Swedish or Irish?
Too tall. Too blonde.
Mickey's still standing right there. So what's the plan then, eh?
You get hold of your inspector?
He didn't answer.
Phone him again.
Only if you keep him, and I point at Mickey, occupied.
Hey, fuck off.
Nice lip.
Mickey, I will call you later, but for now, I need you to look up everything you know.
Who?
Zara Shafiq. Tell me everything you can find.
I believe you guys talked to him about her at first, and he didn't know shit.
No, we talked to the scoop before we went to Barrington.
Look harder.
Did you? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we haven't talked to Mickey since the first time.
That's right.
He has no idea what that name is.
Sorry, good. No,
from us, at least.
Can't say that I know it. Need to give me a little bit something more there. I need to meet a deadline.
Known to frequent the
spices.
Blue Pyramid? Empire Spices? Wherever did you hear that?
Well, when I spoke with Owen before.
Oh, you spoke with Owen?
Did he? I don't remember him divulging that info.
Yeah, did he?
I'm pretty sure you all know about Empire Spices.
At least do. I don't know that you guys
I don't think him. I talked to Owen other than...
I thought that was just between him and her. I don't remember us knowing that info.
I think they met in the hallway, though.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, when we were on our way out, I had a conversation with him before we left.
Shit, I'm pretty sure Jeff mentioned it as Barrington.
Oh, yeah, it's possible.
No. First time I ever heard it was from Shafiq.
You haven't got that point yet. I'm 90% sure because I said, hey, Jeff, I think it's relevant. When we start that next session, can you mention Zara again? Because I think it'll be important. So I'm pretty sure he mentioned a spice shop.
I don't remember. Anyway, we'll find out when that airs.
Next week on the Rancor's Brothel.
3 weeks ago on the Rancor's Brothel.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Time will prove who is correct. At this point, it's probably a toss-up. So yeah, if you want to...
Please stop.
Maybe he didn't, because I remember dropping Empire Spices.
I know he didn't.
You could say that.
Mm-hmm. Because Empire Spices was after Owen left with her, we saw the sign.
I don't think he knew about it, because when she started talking about it, he had no idea.
Empire Spices, the place that she runs, as opposed to going to the Blue Pyramid first. Either way.
What do you want to do? Are you discharging yourself from the hospital?
I am.
Okay.
I would have recommended you stay in the hospital, but you do you.
I recommend that we go to the office that this inspector works. Instead of calling.
Are we taking you with us, or are you going straight to the Waldorf?
It's almost like Cody is narratively allowing the opportunity for Jeff to return to the scenario and play himself.
So maybe we hold off on going.
Jeff.
I think we go back
you
to the
f-
Waldorf.
Be here.
We go back to the Waldorf.
I thought about inviting him, but I wasn't sure if you guys would call Inspector Barrington or not.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Do you know this group? That's the first place she would go. She's given that man everything.
Stop.
She fucking took him to the bank and showed him the stolen goods.
Please.
I did do that.
Please stop using the NPCs as a crutch, you fuckers.
That's how these games work.
You, Jasmine.
Thanks.
I mean, you used Zara Shafiq as a crutch. See how well that worked out.
Who did?
I did not. Troy did.
He was trying to get some.
Oh, he got some, all right.
Everybody fucked. No, I mean,
now you have a split
I think
lip.
Eustace is going to try to stay off his feet as much as possible, but knowing the rest of the party, someone's going to have to save them at all times. And Eustace isn't going to die doing so, probably.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that outside of possibly going to New Scotland Yard, I think I just would ring and leave a different message saying we're going to the Waldorf. We found Eustace.
Sure.
Young is still missing. We have a lead on Shafiq.
I guess we're done until Jeff shows up in 2 weeks.
Anything else?
Let's go just set the Empire Spice on fire.
Let's not.
Well, you said we could do that last time.
Yeah, that was before you ended up concussed and with broken ribs and can't walk properly.
I couldn't walk properly before. I can still start a fire.
What are our other leads?
We could go to the Great British Empire Exhibition with the butter statue.
Oh, speak to the artist, right?
Miles Shipley.
We have the address.
I actually know someone
named
Miles
Stacy.
That's why I always do that. Miles Stacy? Shipley. Or we could go.
I can't leave town.
To the.
Don't leave town.
I actually wrote it and underlined every word. Do not leave town.
No, the city. I don't.
Because the missing persons thing is done. Doesn't matter.
I have this reference built in my head now, and I can't remember the actual name of it. I know it's Werewolves Out of Town, but I always call it the Hounds of Derbyshire.
Anyway. You have all the articles right there.
Yes, we do.
And you've been given additional, yes. additional stuff. You got plenty of stuff to track.
There's also a manor north of... Ooh.
There's a manor north of town, and there's a workshop north of town. There's a manor somewhere. There's a workshop north.
If I remember correctly, the place of where the werewolves were was actually north of town.
Oh, no, it's in the country. It's, like, halfway to Liverpool? Halfway to Manchester?
You guys got shit in front of you. You ask me.
Pull out the scoop article.
You're asking me to go look for the scoop? Really?
Well, there are only three of them.
What can I do to help you, love? Mickey's here to do, to take care of what ails
you. I already told you I need you to go look up Ms. Shafiq at the Blue Pyramid.
You ask for NPCs, I provide NPCs to discuss things with, and you're just so one-track minded.
Where's the werewolves up north?
Soho, I'm working right? on it. Monstrous murderers.
No, that's where the murders are at.
Lesser Edale.
Where's Lesser Edale at?
Not in London anywhere. It is outside the city.
I get that. But it's still north, woman.
My god, it's so fucking far north. You have no idea.
It's off the grid.
We looked this up, and I just listened to the whole damn thing. Peak District, Derbyshire. Because we argued about Derbyshire. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, there's a map for Mask of Nyarlathotep. I'm not going to click on that one. Look, there's an old creepy church.
Lesser Edale is in the Derbyshire Peak District.
Yes.
It lies...
We've already read this. No one remembers.
I get that. Is it on a map that we have?
No.
No.
Kay. It is not on a map.
Because you would need a
have.
Map of England. Like, it is...
Okay.
It doesn't give me a
distance.
Is
it 20 miles? Is it 100 miles?
It's halfway up the fucking island.
I would say it's
probably
100
miles. Well, the island's not that much bigger than the state of Indiana.
Lesser Edale lies some 170 miles north of London.
Thank you.
It's somewhere between... It's near Manchester.
For your question, yes, it is north. Almost straight north.
We need to do research on the Gavigan family.
If you would like to do so... Mickey?
No.
Oh, Mickey, f*** off. You already told
Stop
him to f*** off.
Using that piece of shit for anything. Let's go look him up. There are
You're
libraries.
You're not going anywhere.
I can go to a fucking library.
How are you gonna get there?
I can walk.
You sure?
Yes.
Fine. Library.
Bye.
Professor.
And I leave like...
Would you like to go with us
Jesus
to the library?
Christ.
We're going to the British Museum. We have to do some research on the Gavigans.
I do like a library.
Fantastic. We're going to the fucking library.
Sure.
Owen had the breeders pass into the stupid breeders room that we don't have. But now we have a professor.
It is evening. Are you going tonight or are you going tomorrow?
We're going as soon as possible. 4 o'clock.
How late's the,
I didn't say we had to do it now. I'm just saying that we're options.
Like, it's almost closed for tonight. So.
Yeah, so we'll have to go the next night. Next day.
That's fine.
So you go morning.
I don't want to wait another day. I want to go tonight, but fine.
So you go on Wednesday.
Slept half the day.
Wednesday. You don't know that. You weren't there.
I got up to work.
I don't have a job. This is my job. So, fuck off!
So you're going to the library on Wednesday, then? Okay.
Wednesday morning.
And you're looking into what, specifically?
I'm looking up how far it is from London.
You don't have to go to the library for that.
You find out it's 170 miles, some 170 miles north of London.
So I pass my library use roll, and I can tick that skill, right?
Nope. Roll library use.
Why roll do you library use? You have a
concierge.
Oh my god.
Passed. Because I'm trying to up my skills.
You find out that the Derbyshire district's major city is in fact Derby.
Awesome. Derby's in the middle of the country, right? It's not on a coast.
It's in the f***ing middle of the island.
They were talking about warehouses. Didn't know if there'd be docks, maybe. Back and forth.
Now you're making me sigh into the mic.
Well, library use?
From everybody?
I'm researching the Gavigans.
I already passed my library use. That means I get it, right?
No.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, I rolled a 19 and passed that one. So
I rolled a 21 out of 27. Tick that skill. Gavigans. Tell me all about them Gavigans.
There's no such family. It's just a made-up name.
Did the professor fail his library use role?
No, I don't. I wasn't sure what everybody was doing or what I needed to search.
So. Well, that's fair. Do you have an opinion of your own?
We went to the library to research apparently how to travel currently and a family name.
It's better than giving the
Would there be public record of where the Gavigan Manor would be?
We used a who's who in New York.
I will give you a library user the bonus die.
Bonus die?
Bonus die? You're going to need it. That's a 50.
That's a... What? Yeah.
That's a 50.
Nope. Triple zero.
Yeah. I saw that.
Your library use isn't 50?
My library use... Wait, what is my... Oh, it's exactly 50. I'm good.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You're a fucking professor. Your library use isn't at least 50%. Jesus Christ.
She kept
it's like
me
a lawyer
failed.
Who
I
can't
just
talk.
She was looking at my sheet.
No, I wasn't. Your stupid Coke was in the way.
Jeremy. It's like a lawyer that can't talk.
He had law, though.
You talk just fine.
Jasmine?
Steel trap. Never opens.
In terms of looking up Gavigan?
Yes. I would like to start with the 1100 census, which I know are at the British Museum because they're still f***ing there.
What you find out is... I'll say Schroeder probably worked on this with you because he was kind of... Were you looking into Gavigan or what were you looking into specifically?
I would probably be looking into both Gavigan and then any type of actual notes about... Derbyshire, if there's anything like any historical records of like mystery beasts from the past.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff in terms of that.
Specifically in Derby, in Derbyshire, or Lesser Edale.
Let me look. Gavigan, as you find out, is an upper class and wealthy Englishman. You find out that, probably looking through a few things, it seems to be that he might have had a strained relationship with a father, with his father. It appears that you find that his father died a few years ago, and he would have gotten a large inheritance. So he is a particularly wealthy man.
Married?
Not as far as you can tell.
Bad sign.
You also obviously find out, I mean, you already know this, but you find more connections to where Gavigan took over the Penhue Foundation after Sir Aubrey Penhue went off with Carlyle's. So those are the big things of note within his life. He is...
Did he take over before Penhue died?
Yes, for sure.
Okay,
like,
so
it was,
like
it was
like
a,
past
hey,
the
I'm
director.
Going with the Carlyle's. You're my second in command. Hold down the fort while I'm gone. Oh,
oops,
crap, he
I died.
Kay. Now he's in charge.
Okay.
No, I think that Eustace is always more intrigued in the fantastical beasts and where to find and hunt them.
Fair enough.
Oh, hey. Question.
Yes.
Penhue left London because he was in New York when he met Carlyle, and then he came back to London.
Correct.
Any more details about that and, like, when Penhue left?
I mean, with the expedition? Or are you talking about the first time?
I'm talking about the first time.
No.
Okay.
You also looked at Gavigan, so...
So Gavigan was put in charge only when he left London the second time to go to Africa?
Yes.
Okay. Is there correspondence to that, or was it just, and
I mean,
now I'm in charge?
You would have to pass a library use role to find out.
I mean, you'd have to figure out where that correspondence would be. It wouldn't be in the papers in the library. Like, sure. You'd need to get a hold of personal papers.
Or just find someone who's been at the Institute long enough.
Maybe.
Foundation, whatever. I keep saying Institute because of Fallout 4 and the Institute being the bad guys. So I keep thinking...
Who said they were the bad guys?
Depends on how you play the game.
Schroeder.
Yeah.
Eustace finds some really, really interesting things, as apparently there are numerous strange tales of wandering beasts in the Derbyshire Peak District, including something that they call the Black Dog of Edale. It talks about something, quote, black in color and of enormous size, end quote, thought to be slaughtering sheep at night, quote, leaving the carcasses strewn about with legs, shoulders, and heads torn off, broken backs, and pieces of flesh ripped.
Quartered or?
No, just like torn into, okay. Savagely. And it ends with, quote, people in many places refuse to leave their homes after dark and keep their children safe in the house, end quote. Now, that's not Lesser Edale specifically, but obviously that is the location. You find other references because there are many. It is the rolling hills in that area. So you find lots of, there are lots of caverns and folklore and stuff. But that one, given what you said, really, given what you've read so far, really sticks out to you.
When was this that I'm reading? Do I have a particular rough date? Is this 2 years ago? Is this 60 years old?
We'll say it's about a decade ago. Maybe a little longer.
I'm assuming if I continue to read, I find more in that fashion.
What's interesting is that this pullout box notes that this is a true article from October 14th, 1925. So in game terms, that date means nothing. Right. But this is a true article. Like, the Edales in Derbyshire Peak District are known for having, like, Hound of the Baskerville type things. So it's like, those quotes that I read are in the October 14th, 1925 article.
Gotcha.
So we will just set them as time ago that is not recent.
My laughing and joking and saying the Hounds of Derbyshire is actually not far off at all.
No.
It's 100% perfect.
It goes on to describe, okay, hey, this is a real story. This cool. is a real news story roughly of the period we're talking about. Professor Graham.
That makes me feel good that I was that hard on about it the whole time, and then that comes up.
And it's actually real.
And I already knew that, but like that's what I didn't know the place. I didn't realize that was like the place. So that makes me feel good.
No. Please. It was just a pass, right? Because you got like 50.
Yeah, it was right on a pass.
As you begin to search, you probably utilize, this isn't your specialty, so you probably utilize other people in the library and stuff.
Sure.
Since this isn't necessarily your area of expertise, you would know that county records of the estates would not necessarily be recorded in London. They would be recorded in the county seat, such as like a Derby. You know what I mean? So if he does have a manor house, you would either need to, they said the other way, of course, is to figure out, you would need to find where it's located. You know what I mean? Like even a rough guess. So okay. Searching in London, you're not necessarily going to be able to find it. You need to find like the county or the name or something a little bit more significant.
Okay.
In order to discover more information.
This is kind of just my lack of knowledge, but you wouldn't really commute into work at this time.
No,
right?
No.
So this is more of like a property that he owns.
It's like a summer home.
Or a weekend away.
That's one of the reasons why he would have triggered on the word house.
Right.
But what you do find out is for sure there are no estates listed in and around London that are attached to his family name.
Okay.
So this could be
in Derby.
It could be anywhere. I mean, you didn't get a cardinal direction. It could be anywhere north or south. I mean, or they're making reference to something that wouldn't necessarily be in his name, or something that is been purchased or something. You need more information.
Tax records.
Was Penhue married?
She asked that already, not that you're aware of.
Asked if Penhue was?
Penhue
was not married. You asked. Neither was Gavigan.
Okay. I thought you asked if Gavigan was.
I did.
Okay.
But we also got the impression that Penhue wasn't either. However, tax records and inheritance law would be something that is not only kept in the museum and library, but would be kept in London.
Sure, that would be public records, but the person investigating, since Lucas's library use role was a success, it is tax records would also be assessed at the county level. So it would need to be at the county seat to locate it for sure, or you'd need something a little better to go off of.
It's a factual statement.
So you gain that from the library. You take a spot of lunch.
Could I?
We never did find out where Shipley was, right?
No, we have his address.
Did we get his address?
It was in one of the articles.
Could I look more into the Indian sailors?
That's a simple search. Like that's going to a dictionary. Right. You know what I mean? That's looking a few things up.
There were all sorts of lexicons.
I'm sure.
I'll read the pull box because I think it's quite fascinating.
Anything recent? Like, I guess I'll probably have to go to the docks or something to know whether or not ships are coming in and out from India here.
I mean, it's London, so I know, yes.
But like, how often, where from, what they
it's
do.
The British fucking empire in 1925. They're all over the fucking place.
Since you have a good library use, you find out very quickly, sailors from South and Southeast Asia, as well as the Arab world, the term is described as either Lashkar, which is a Hindi word for army, or the Arabic Al-Askar, which is soldier, which eventually became Lascarum in the Portuguese. It denotes militiamen or seasoned soldiers from any area east of the Cape of Good Hope.
So it's not just sailors, mate. It's military.
It's thugs. It's our army. The fucking low men on the totem pole.
Their renown as good sailors meant many Lascars served aboard British ships. They were, you know, considered the guy who stoked the boilers. They were the guys who scrubbed the decks. They were the guys who lifted the crates. Lascars probably were a derogatory term, obviously, for foreigners from that area. But you would get the sense that they would also, that Lascar term for dock workers and stuff would actually probably be a term of a very good dock worker, a very good sailor. They are not necessarily, in some cases it would be used as a derogatory term, but in other cases it would also just be used to denote a lifetime sailor and or dock worker that was quite good at their work.
Did India fight in the World War?
They were part of the British Empire, so I would assume so. But India didn't have a lot of...
How old is Gavigan? Did we ever get an idea? Like, where the hell would he pull that from?
That's what I'm trying to suss out, like...
Right.
Why would he have any interest in...
Because it's specifically
Indian
in
Navy.
Origin, right?
It is derived from... He finds a couple different derivations. So it's Arab, it's Hindi, it's also Portuguese. So if you think about it, it's various ports that you would trade while going from India around the Cape and to Europe. So...
Okay, so it could just be dependent on how much travel he's done as opposed to maybe...
Gavigan would be in his mid-50s, you would guess.
Other than being in charge of...
It could have been him.
Other than being in charge of the Penhew Foundation, what else does he do or has done?
He had an inheritance from a couple of years ago.
That's it, nothing, no...
Do we have anything on...
He's never had a job.
I mean, you would know...
Education?
No. In fact, it's kind of surprising. Nothing jumps out because I don't believe he studied Egyptology that you're aware of. Like, if you look at who's who and stuff like that.
So he came from a wealthy land-owning family and didn't go to university.
Said couldn't find land-owning. We wouldn't know that.
You can't find any family land anyway.
No, but like, he had a wealthy inheritance from his dad. He's upper class and wealthy and got an inheritance and doesn't have a university degree.
And if I remember correctly, he was super prim and proper.
Yep.
It doesn't specify. He would have struck you as intelligent and polished. It doesn't specify an education that I am aware of.
Thinking back, would it have struck me as like military clean?
No, probably not.
Okay.
You would assume he's educated somewhere. The book doesn't necessarily say it. But I would say specifically you don't find that he's educated in Egyptology. It just sort of, it's not like he appeared out of nowhere, but he's not really noted until all this. It just seems like recently he came into the fortune, he came into this position. It all seems something that has all happened in the last 3 to 5 years.
Sorry, I have to take a breather. It's reminding me too much of American politics.
I said intelligent.
It's the Russians. They did the whole thing.
I wasn't necessarily referring to a particular person.
Good people. But no, that you would find that that's not the term is, again, just something, it's slang that you would find in around the docks. Nothing necessarily reads as, while the term he does find it originates in the term soldier and militiaman,
yeah.
You get journeyman probably is a more accurate description of what the term means now.
He appropriated culture.
No, it's evolution of language. Something derogatory, No. Now, just a general term for someone that's good at what they do. Now,
it does
he wasn't describing good at what they
derogatory.
Do.
Oh, I'm sure. However,
he wasn't describing good at what they do. He was using it derogatorily as for them leaving me in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Sure, I understand that.
Yeah.
In the context of that conversation,
or
however,
not doing what they probably should have done.
There's a really interesting theory about the Charles Dickens unfinished novel that has to do with thuggies from
Tuggies.
India.
Sure.
It's Tuggy. Lucas is correct.
This is how I learned by reading, not by hearing.
Have you ever seen Temple of Doom?
Once, and I was scared because I was 5.
I actually learned about Tuggies from the Highlander series before I ever saw Temple of Doom.
It always comes back to Highlander with this guy.
Well, he kind of went everywhere.
Well,
it's actually a pretty historically accurate show.
I actually had half a class that talked about how the Tuggie cult was a political fabrication by the British. It's a very, very interesting class.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
It's a very interesting theory about the unfinished work. That's all.
Speaking of that, idea roll, Jasmine.
Fuck no. It's an 88 out of 55.
You feel like Tuggies have been mentioned in this game before.
They have.
They have.
Cool. Jazz doesn't remember.
It was in New York.
Was.
Is it was.
Did it make me go that far back in my notes?
It was descriptions of...
Was it in one of the letters that Elias wrote?
No.
They're right here. Want to look at them?
Was it in his book? Shit.
He wrote a book about the Tuggie cult.
Yeah, yep. That's what I... Yeah.
Do we have a copy of that book?
I'm sure you can find one. It's a library.
Find one.
Well, you said I might have some of his books.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that would apply. That makes more sense than some of the others.
Yeah.
I don't remember if he wrote Egyptian books either. I think the dust jacket's in there.
That
is.
No, if I remember correctly, well, maybe that was just your description of Africa's dark sex. But the majority of the cults that were in that book were like Middle Africa, like heart of the continent type situation.
Correct.
There you go. Sons of Death. Most feared and legendary cults of the Indian subcontinent.
So after lunch on Wednesday, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to do? Back to the library? Use this idea roll?
Pretty good. Pass by more than half.
Tomorrow or the day after. No more than 2 days.
Before he went.
Does anyone want to go with me back to the Blue Pyramid tonight?
No.
I'd like to know what happened to Mr. Young.
It's probably not good.
Well, I'm not going to find any answers staying in the Waldorf.
Does anyone want to go back to the Penhew Foundation?
Do you?
I'd like to see the look on his face.
When?
Within 48 hours of me calling you. Probably either today or tomorrow morning, at the latest. Since he seems to be going back north.
It's Wednesday. Ah. They're open. Let's go.
Well, that's a twist.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.